Good day. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you since last year, but happy New Year. Happy 2024 to each and every one of you. I thank God for you, and I pray that this year will be your best year ever. Welcome back to Leaders of Valor, the podcast that talks about leadership done the King's way, right? We know there's a way culture does things, and we also know that there is the way that the King, who is Jesus Christ, he expects us to do things his way and follow the example that he gave us when he was here walking on this earth. So this is what we focus on in this podcast, because we want to lead others to God, even those who are in our assigned areas of ministry in our mission field. That includes, for those of us who are out in the business world, that includes the business world, whether you work in fashion or if you're in politics, it doesn't matter, healthcare, whatever your realm, you have a responsibility as a follower of Christ to model him in all that we do and all that we say. We can prove that the way culture says we should do things in the business world, which may mean that we cheat on our taxes, or it may mean that we don't treat others who are even competitors of ours in the way that Christ demands. We believe that God will bless regardless of who we have in competition with us. We know that God will allow things to turn out the way that he wants them. So if he wants us to get ahead, we absolutely will prosper and get ahead in those business industries by doing the right thing. We don't have to take shortcuts. We don't have to downplay someone else. We don't have to try to get a leg up on the competition. We do what we do, and we know that we will be blessed because of it. We stand on Deuteronomy 28 in the Bible, which states that everything we do will be blessed if we follow God's mandates and live according to the example that Jesus set for us. Our goings out, our coming in will be blessed. Everything we do will be blessed. The work of our hands will be blessed all the days of our life. And that's what we stand on. We don't absolutely have to be negative. We don't have to buy into this, I got to get a leg up on you, or I have to put my foot on your neck to keep you down mentality. We believe that God can do exactly what he wants to do in the lives of all involved. So we all can benefit, and we all can have more than enough if we follow those principles, right? So we want to take that into the world and make sure that those who are out there who may have never heard of Jesus have the same opportunity to give their lives to him and to live according to his mandates and conduct business according to the mandates and the opportunities that he gives us to reflect him, even in the business world. And that's easier said than done many times, because it's all about getting a leg up on the competition. But we know we can do all things through him, right? So that's what we focus on here in this podcast. My name is Dr. Trin, and I lead the podcast. Hopefully, that we are giving information that Holy Spirit wants us to relay to you. And we always open by saying, Holy Spirit, come in, take over, and show us what it is you want for us to do, what it is you need for us to say. And I pray that it falls on the ears, the hearts, and the minds of those that you need to hear it right now. Help us to focus on you first, so that you can use us to flourish in this world that you have assigned us to, that you can use us to be examples, to be the city sitting on a hill where light illuminates to those who may not know of you. Why? Not so that we can just be successful, but so that we can have a testimony and we can be examples of how we should live and how you can benefit us, and ultimately to bring others to you. That is the sole purpose of everything we do. It's not for our glory, but it's for yours. And we pray that you will come in and work through us and speak through us and touch our hearts and our minds and remember the true purpose as to why you put us here, and that's to serve and glorify and honor you. And we thank you for that in advance. So today I want to talk about something really briefly. This isn't going to be an hour-long podcast. Y'all know if you've listened to my podcast, I can talk pretty easily for an hour or more. But today I want to talk about something that many of us are dealing with at the beginning of a new year. Each year, millions of people set resolutions. We resolve that we're going to do XYZ better. We're going to move forward in XYZ field. We're going to move forward in our families by doing XYZ things, which is all great. It's all very notable. It's all very noble. And it's wonderful to have resolutions that set the tone for our year. But I want to talk about some of the resolutions we set, some of the expectations we have, and ultimately some of the issues that may abound because of those expectations that we set at the beginning of the year, and how to overcome that. There are ways that we can set resolutions, steps that we can take to reach our goals that we set for ourselves, but the first is definitely ensuring that the goals are realistic. So we're going to talk about a little of that today. And then we'll talk about some steps to reach those goals that we have set, right? Everyone wants to do better. I hope everyone wants to do better for themselves, for them their families, and ensure that they are doing what is needed of them to be a successful and prosperous individual, not just financially, but emotionally, spiritually, relationally, physically. That's a big one in this day and age, in this age of people dying well before they hit their 50s. I know of three people in the last couple of weeks who have passed away suddenly, were ultimately healthy. I know their families didn't know of any comorbidities or any illnesses that would cause them to just suddenly drop. But I'm talking people in their 30s, 40s, and one who was in her early 60s, you know, working as a nurse. People who are out there doing, not sitting at home and waiting for death to knock on the door, so to speak, but people who are active and young and should have otherwise been healthy and vibrant have dropped because of issues. I know there's I believe the girl was 19 or 20 who had an aneurysm, a brain bleed, and unfortunately she lost her life instantly. So, you know, I know there are people who are focusing on, as most of us do, physical health at the beginning of the year. But we're going to talk about all of that and talk about some steps that we can take to ensure that, number one, we set realistic goals. Number two, that we believe in those goals and we take baby steps to ensure that we're reaching those goals, not just looking at the finish line and saying, I got to get there. But focusing on what we can do day by day to ensure that we look up on January 31st and say, you know what? I'm healthier today than I was on December 31st because I took these baby steps and took it one day at a time. So when we talk about resolutions and making plans for ourselves to do better, those are all phenomenal things and we all should do that. I know that I and quite a few of my friends, we recently sat down and started reflecting not only on what I did last year, but what did I do today? What did I do in this month that put me closer to who I want to be? What did I do to push me forward into being the person I want to be in my personal relationships, in my business relationships? What have I done to reach those goals? Many times when we think of goals, we think of financial earnings. We think of business moves, like moving into a higher level position. But some of the goals that we set should be simply to be a better person, you know, to be a better neighbor to those in our communities, in our neighborhoods, to be a better mom or to be a better sister or brother or aunt to those who are in our close circles, right? Those are things that we should focus on. I would say and put them in higher regard, more esteem than, yeah, I want to end up owning the company that I now work for. There are things that you could do, people you encounter on every day that you should focus on when talking about resolutions. I also believe that we shouldn't have 30 resolutions, but I believe that resolutions in the major parts of our lives are very important. For example, physical. I know people who have set goals of, I want to lose 100 pounds by December 31st of 2024. Is that goal realistic? Maybe to some. It may be, depending on their exercise pattern, their eating patterns, how healthy they keep themselves. It may be a very realistic goal that they can meet. For others, we know it's not realistic. We say the same thing every year on January 1st, and we're like, 12:01, yes, I'm going to get it done. And 2 hours later, we're eating cookies. So it's not a realistic goal for everybody. So when we talk about goals, I believe, again, in having those goals for financial health, physical health, relational health. Yes, those are very important. Professional well-being. But to have 30 goals, as there are some people who do, 30 goals that they want to tackle at one time, it can be overwhelming. And so I want to start off by saying, first of all, when you make goals, think on the lines of Stephen Covey's. If you've read Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you know that one of the very first thing he mentions is begin with the end in mind. Regardless of what you're doing in life, that is a very good principle to follow. Begin with the end in mind. What does that mean? That means, putting in today's term, you can't put a destination in your GPS if you don't know where you're going, right? The GPS wants to know, okay, where do I need to take you? What are we doing? Where do I need to take you? If you don't enter the destination, I'm not going to be successful in getting you there because you don't know where you're going. So always begin with the end in mind. Give yourself that goal. What is it that I want to see? One of my mentors, Dr. Geneva Williams of ElevateNextLevelSuccess.com, phenomenal leader who's been in the game her whole life. She and her family fought hard for civil rights for African Americans and other minorities. Dr. Geneva has led multi-million dollar nonprofits. She's done a lot of amazing things. One of the things that she invoked, and I told you guys about this if you listened in 2023, she told me about the legacy map and lining up all the things that have happened throughout our lives and going back and taking a look at that periodically, seeing what we did right, what we could have done better, and making a plan forward from there to say, you know what, I'm going to grow from there. I'm going to grow from this experience and move forward. But to do so, you have to know where you want to be. Where do you want to grow to? So we always, when we're talking about resolutions, we always look at big picture and then narrow it down to smaller steps. So the big picture for many this year is get healthier. That's very bland. It doesn't tell you much, right? Get healthier. Great goal to have. But how do you do that? How do you get healthier? For many people, they throw these astronomical goals out. I'm going to lose 50 pounds in January. Is that realistic? Probably not without some unhealthy mechanisms being put in place. Like, I'm not going to eat anything. That's not the healthiest way to get healthy. Losing 50 pounds, is that your goal? Or is it to ultimately be healthier and to be able to maybe eliminate the use of my type 2 diabetes meds because I've lost weight, because I've eaten the right foods, and now I don't have to use those meds? Of course, I discuss it with my doctor first, but we plan that goal for 2024 and see how it pans out, right? So you set the goal for yourself, one that is, we always talk about SMART goals, specific goals. I want to be healthier in this manner. This is what I want to see. I want to see maybe a loss of 2 pant sizes by the end of 2024. Specific. I want to lose 30 pounds by the end of 2024. Specific. I want to, if you're real thin and your doctor's told you to gain weight, you have a problem many of us don't have, but I want to gain 30 pounds of lean muscle mass by the end of 2024, being very specific with those goals, measurable goals, 30% of this, or I want to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year, or I want to be able to jog 2 miles by the end of 2024. Very measurable things. If you just say, I want to be healthier, well, how do you measure health? How do you outline and measure that goal? It's very bland, you know, it's very vague. Nobody can, who's going to say, goal set should be able to speak not only to you, but to those around you. Somebody should be able to say, your doctor should be able to say, you know what, you lost 30 pounds in 2024. Congrats to you. But if you just say, I want to be healthier, that's very vague. So you start aligning those steps with whatever that means to you. I want to be in financial peace, or I want to be financially sound. Okay, but what does that mean? Does it mean you want to have 3 months' salary saved by the end of 2024, just in case you run into difficulties, just in case there are financial emergencies that come up, that always tend to come up, don't they? Does that mean that you only pay your monthly utilities and you have no other bills to pay by the end of 2024 because you've paid off credit cards, you've paid off student loans, you've paid off house notes? What does that mean to you? Be very specific and make those goals measurable. Also, you want goals that are attainable. If you know that you want to lose 100 pounds by August of this year, is that an attainable goal for you? If you're someone who's on medications where you have to eat before you take those meds, is it an attainable goal to say, I'm not going to eat anything, I'm going to do intermittent fasting, I'm not going to eat anything till 8 p.m. at night every day? Is that an attainable goal without you losing your health and your wellness along the way? No, it is not. So make the goals attainable, achievable goals, okay? So make those goals something that makes sense to you and something that you know is not going to set you up for failure. Case in point, if you want to lose 50 pounds by the end of 2024, a simpler goal may be, beginning today in January, I'm going to walk for 1 hour every evening after I eat a light dinner. Another goal may be, instead of snacking in the middle of the night, I'm not going to snack between meals. Another goal may be, instead of going out to Chick-fil-A or going out to McDonald's or going out to eat with friends every day after work, I'm going to go home, I'm going to make me a healthy salad or a healthy low-carb, high-protein meal. I won't eat a lot of fats throughout the day. I won't snack repeatedly. I'll cut out, this is a big one for me, y'all. I'll cut out candy bars and cookies and brownies and ice cream and all the yummy things. And I'll only treat myself to that. I know it's not realistic for me to say I'm never going to eat it. I'm going to eat sugar. I'm not one of these people who's going to say I'm never going to eat anything with sugar ever again. That is not realistic for me. Thus, it's not achievable, it's not attainable, which means I'm going to fail at it probably by the end of the month, right? If not the end of the day. So that's not something that I'm going to set as a goal for myself. Don't torture yourself with your goals. Make them achievable, attainable, and doable for you. So cutting back on snacking in between meals, not getting up in the middle of the night and eating a bag of chips while you watch TV. Don't buy chips at the store. Buy carrot sticks or apples or something that is going to help you reach your goal of losing 50 pounds by the end of the year. It does come down to things as simple as making healthier choices when you're in the grocery store. And one thing that I've learned is don't go to the grocery store hungry. Eat a snack or something before you go to the grocery store. Eat some carrot sticks, an apple, because when you are hungry, you think as a hungry person thinks. Everything you see is going to speak to you. Candy bars, yep, because I'm hungry right now. So I'm feeding my inner hunger, my hungry child, my hangry child. So I'm going to grab everything I think I would possibly want to eat. Why? Because I'm starving right now, and I'll take anything. So before you go to the store to make groceries or to buy groceries, make sure that you are eating a snack. Eat some raisins, a banana. Eat something that's going to prevent you from making negative or poor health choices while you're in the store. Trust me on this. I've tried this. It's a try and true method for those of us who want to be healthier at the end of 2024, whatever that means to you. It always starts with what you're putting in your body and the energy you're exerting. You have to eat healthier. You have to exercise to stay healthy. There are a lot of disease processes and a lot of comorbidities, illnesses that we can prevent simply by what we put in our bodies and how we exercise. So I would say that if you want to be healthier, resolve in that way. Physical health begins with ensuring that you are doing some kind of activity, especially if you have a sedentary lifestyle where you're sitting behind a desk, as many of us do nowadays. If you're sitting behind a desk for 8 hours, 12 hours a day, make sure you're doing something to supplement. Get up and walk in the evenings, or go swimming. Swimming is excellent exercise for those of you who have the luxury of having heated pools. Go swimming or ride your bike or something you don't see much of anymore, skate with your kids out in the yard, and that's very good exercise if you don't break your hip or your back or you. I've fallen a few times, as you can see. So resolve to take those baby steps. Set goals for yourself that are realistic, and also time those goals. So instead of always looking at the big picture, I'm gonna lose 100 pounds by the end of 2024. Start with those minute goals. In the month of January, I resolve to walk 1 hour each day in the evenings after I eat a healthy dinner filled with veggies and nice fruits and cut out a lot of the sweets and the artificial foods and the unnecessary things. That is a big commitment, but it also will yield big results. You will look back on January 31st and be like, you know what? I feel better. I have more energy. And you will eventually start to see the weight loss goal that you have. It may not be 100 pounds. That's a pretty steep goal to set. But if you're talking realistic goals, I will be healthier because I'm doing more exercise. I will exercise in the evenings, every evening for the month of January. And then when February comes around, you can grow that goal. I'm going to not only eat healthy, but exercise an hour or walk an hour a day. Maybe it will be brisk walking or fast-paced walking for an hour a day after work each day, after I consume my healthy meal. In March, maybe it'll be, you know what, I'm going to ride my bike for an hour a day after I eat a healthy meal. And you just build and grow on those little milestones that you set for yourself. So the goal is to take it step by step by step. Grow yourself in the process. Don't just look at the finish line and say, I got to get there, got to get there. Focus on the steps you're taking. Any runner will tell you, you have to be intentional with each step. Each time you put your foot down, you have to pay attention to how your foot is landing. You have to pay attention to how you're pumping your arms, how you're holding your body, the breath that's coming in and out of your lungs. You have to take account of the environment around you. Is it cold outside? Is it dusty? Is the air of good quality today? All of these things matter when you're trying to win a race. Where are my opponents? Are my opponents coming up on me? Do I need to exude more energy right now? Or do I need to wait till I get closer to the finish line to do that? All of those things matter when you're trying to win a race. And this life is a race, right? It's a race. You're trying to reach these goals you set for yourself on January 1st by December 31st. That is your finish line. But every step of the way, January 15th, January 31st, February 1st, February 28th, all of those steps matter when you're looking towards that finish line. So think about all those things that you could do from now through December 31st. Think about how you're going to reach your goals you set, the realistic goals you set. Think about it. How will I be healthier by the end of the year? Will I be able to, once December 1st come around, will I be able to jog for an hour as opposed to slow walking it out for an hour after work every day? Will I be able to sign up for a marathon by December 15th because I've taken these baby steps throughout the year and they've grown me and developed me into somebody who can sustain more, who can exude more energy without feeling like I'm gonna pass out and not get up? So think about that. As you plan those goals out, think about the baby steps and how to get there. Same is true for financial health and well-being. I know that's a goal for many in my circle. We want to be financially well, financially healthy by the end of, well, hopefully before the end of 2024, but by the end of 2024, if we're looking at New Year's resolutions. Personally, I believe you can resolve, each month I set goals for myself, and then I set out what I'm going to do each day so that I can reach those goals by the end of that month. So you don't have to take it year by year, but you know, that's the way of the world. That's the way most people do it. They set a goal for the year, which is fine. So if you're thinking you want to be financially healthy, financially at peace by the end of the year, what can I do in January to start reaching that goal long before December 31st hits? Case in point, there was a time when, because I lived alone and I was single, I was able to say, you know what, I'm not cooking tonight. I'm going to just stop on the way home. I work a 12-hour shift as a nurse. I don't feel like cooking anything. I'm not going to stand on my feet till 9 p.m. and cook after I work 12 hours and I have to get up and do it all again tomorrow at 5 a.m. So I'm just going to stop and grab something on the way home to eat. And then I realized, number one, it wasn't cost effective. I was spending a lot of money on food that sustained me for one meal, as opposed to going to the store on Saturday night or Sunday morning, getting meals prepared for the whole week, and being able to just pull them out of the refrigerator and heat them up and eat them. Healthier options for sure. And definitely saved a lot of money on that. So I started doing that, and I saw not only the financial effects, but the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual manifestations of me doing better for myself in that realm. So for those who want to be in financial wellness or financial peace or be debt-free at the end of the year, start planning that out. Instead of going out to eat three times a week, which can be very costly, especially if you have children and husbands, wives, loved ones, family members, or you're just going out with friends, it could be very costly to foot the bill multiple times a week to eat out. I know people who would eat out literally 2 to 3 meals a day. Imagine the amount of money they're spending. What can we be doing with those funds that we could have given to this restaurant? What could we be doing with that money that we could have given to whatever our vice is? Going out, for me, again, sweets. Going out and eating dessert every evening, or going to happy hour every evening. What could we do with that money? Could we put it towards a bill, pay out the smaller bills first, and then tackle the larger ones so we can see quick results and quick wins along the way? Can we take that money that we spend at happy hour every Friday? Can we cut that down to maybe one Friday a month and take the other 3 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks, and put that money into savings, or put that money into a bill we need to pay off? Think about that. What could you do right now that could show major results by the end of February? Even if it's $10 I'm saving, that in no happy hours, $10, $20 that I'm spending at happy hour, $50, $60 that I'm spending at happy hour every week. Multiply that times 4, and you save $240 that you could put onto something else. Or you could just put in your savings for your rainy day fund if you're trying to build a savings. So there are so many little steps that we could take to help us reach those major goals that we have set for ourselves. Again, make your goals realistic. Don't make it anything that you know you're going to set yourself up to fail at. You cannot lose 18 dress sizes in 1 year without half killing yourself. It's just not realistic. So set realistic goals for yourself. Even if it's, you know what, by the end of this year, if you want to be financially well, by the end of this year, instead of having 3 credit card bills, I'm going to get that down to 2 credit card bills. And who knows, if you start saving today using some of the methods we already discussed, you might just exceed that goal before the end of the year. Pat yourself on the back if you do that. But always set goals that, number one, are realistic and are achievable or attainable for yourself. Don't set goals that are going to set you up for failure. And I think that's the reason that many people resolve to stop resolving by February 1st. I hear all these outlandish goals by friends and family members and clients of, you know what, I'm going to do XYZ. I'm going to make $10 million this year. Very good goal to have, but you're just starting your business today. That may not be realistic for everyone who's just becoming an entrepreneur. Maybe set the goal of, I'm going to set out my strategic plan by August. I'm going to outline a very detailed strategic plan on how I'm going to move forward as I move into the latter half of the year. Or I'm going to set up this goal for myself to go back to school, to learn how to lead major teams so that when I'm ready to do so, I will have that knowledge in my back pocket. Or I'm going to go to a bank and apply for a loan so that when I'm ready to buy my own building to start my business, I'll have those funds readily available and I'll know what I qualify for. So start with the smaller goals. Don't jump automatically to I'm going to be Oprah by the end of 2024. Love Oprah to death, but there's one Oprah. You can be successful. You can achieve your goals, but set realistic goals for yourself. Don't set yourself up for failure by trying to reach these lofty goals in a very short amount of time. It's not realistic. I know what shows on TV show you that you can do it in 12 months or less. I know all the infomercials. I know all the commercials on YouTube that say I can show you how to build a $60,000 business in less than 15 minutes. Yeah. Plan to make your goals attainable and achievable so that you're not setting yourself up for disappointment. Take the small baby steps as you move forward. You know, God models this for us so many times throughout the Bible. If you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, there are many times when God gives a promise. He said, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to make your name great. I am going to build nations from your loins, as he told Abraham. You will be the father of many nations. Read on. Abraham was 100 years old before that promise became reality. God gave him the promise when he was 75. He told him to move to a totally different area that Abraham knew nothing about. And he promised that he was going to make his name great. He was going to give him descendants as numerous as the sand on the seashore and as numerous as the stars in the sky, which if you know anything about any religion, most of them believe that Abraham was the beginning point. That is the promise that God gave. He is the father of our faith, the human father of our faith, as seen through that promise that God gave to him. That took 25 years to come to fruition. Talk about patience. But God, in the process, was growing Abraham in faith and growing him into who he needed him to be to start that promise. Did Abraham always see the promise? No, because Abraham, and a lot of people like to say, Abraham didn't waver. Abraham and Sarai, or Abram and Sarah, decided that they were going to try to help God fulfill that promise by having a child through Hagar, who was a slave or a servant of Sarai, Abraham's wife at the time. So he had a child with this servant woman, and they thought, okay, well, maybe this will be the promised child. But it wasn't. Abram even said to God, well, I don't have anything. My servant Eliphaz is going to have to be the one who you bring the promise through. And God told him, just be patient. I told you what I'm going to do. You are going to have a child in your old age. Sarah, even though she is far beyond the age of bearing children in human eyes, I am going to make this come to fruition. And he did. But how long was it? It was 25 years later. Sarah was 90. He was 100 when Isaac was born, the child of the promise that God had promised him 25 years before. So even then, God showed us that sometimes we have to wait and walk it out, and He has to develop us into what He needs us to be. Maybe what this year is about is developing ourselves so that we're ready to reach the goals that we have set. If you want to be healthy, start thinking in a healthy mindset. Maybe God put it on your heart to be healthier by losing weight and exercising more and eating right, eating the right foods now in January. So when you look back in December, you're like, you know what? Every month I did something to reach this goal and here I am. I feel healthier. I'm able to do more activities with my kids. I'm able to jog. I'm able to get up and walk in the evenings, whereas before I had a lot of pain. I was carrying extra weight. That's what being healthy is all about, right? Financially, I cut down on my spending, and now I have $1,000 in savings. I'm able to go out to eat once a month or once a weekend or whatever you're cutting back from. If you went out to eat every single day and Chick-fil-A was your breakfast every morning, Chick-fil-A is delicious. But does your waistline agree and does your pocket agree, right? So do things. I would never say do things to the point of being fanatical with it. No, don't go overboard. I say we can still treat ourselves to the things that we love, but do it in moderation. If you went out to eat 5 times a week, maybe cut that down to 2x a week. That's a win, right? Maybe cut it down to 1x a week. Maybe in January you're going out to eat 2x a week. By December, you're not going out to eat but once a month with your family and treating your friends to a dinner. You save money, you save calories and fat, and you're healthier now, right? So start with developing yourself in those smaller ways. If you want to develop yourself professionally, if you want to be the CEO of a hospital system and you just graduated yesterday, it's not going to happen by December. Very, 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 very few stories end that way, right? You have to grow yourself. Maybe get a mentor. In January, I'm going to resolve to get a mentor who can walk me through the steps they took to get from where they were to becoming a CEO, to getting that title and that responsibility as a leader of a major organization. Maybe in February, I'll set a goal of myself to look into going back to school. If my mentor say, well, this is the degree I had to earn to prepare me for that, maybe you need to go back to school or consider taking up a certification course to grow yourself as a leader and develop yourself in areas where you feel like you're weak, so that when it's time for you to sit in a chair of CEO, you have done everything you can to prepare yourself, everything humanly possible to develop yourself during that process. Maybe in the March of April, you say, you know what? I need to take a conference. I need to go to some additional courses and surround myself, network myself around these people who are chiefs, who have traveled the journey that I've traveled. Maybe I can learn something from them. Maybe I can partner with them on certain initiatives, and hopefully that will help grow me as the months progress. So take it step by step. Don't just look at that final goal and say, I got to become a CEO. No, take it step by step and develop yourself. By the end of the year, who knows, maybe you'll be ready to move into a higher level position that will ultimately in a couple of years get you to CEO status. And if you are one who gets to CEO status by the end of the year, miraculous, but it could happen if you just graduated. Maybe that's your story. If that is your story, develop yourself along the way and get to the point where you are prepared. You don't just want the title, right? You want the responsibilities that come along with it. You're not going to get the title without the responsibility. You won't get the key to the office without having to take care of what's in that office, right? You don't get to sit in that chair without having some difficult conversations, without having difficult outcomes, without taking a lot of responsibility for what happens in that organization. So prepare yourself step by step to get to the point where you're ready for not only the title, but the responsibility that comes along with it. Same is true in our personal lives. If your goal is to build your relationships and have a healthier marriage, or to have better relationship with your kids or your in-laws or whatever it is, your friends, your family, start on those things now. Maybe if you're trying to grow your relationship, maybe what you need to do is start with the baby step of from January, February, March, and onward. I resolve to say one very positive thing, give one positive accolade to my partner, or give one positive accolade to my children. Instead of constantly telling them what they could do better, maybe I can show them what they're doing right, and that might propel them to do better in the future. That positive reinforcement, that could never be more powerful, a more powerful tool to get people to continue to do better or to start improving themselves. Reinforce the positive and ensure that people know that they are doing well in this area, yet we also can do better here. That may propel them forward. Beating people down all the time doesn't help. So start with the positives. That doesn't cost any money. If you're trying to grow yourself financially as well as relationally, you don't have to spend any money to say, hey, you know what? Thank you so much for the way you cleaned your room today. You did a great job with that. And spend some time. You want to go for a walk with me? Or hey, thank you so much for the meal you cooked. It was delicious. Thank you so much for that. And I know you worked today, but you came home and you cooked this meal for us. We appreciate you so much. The small things are what matters. People will not remember you bought them a pair of shoes in 2018. But what they will remember at the end of life is, you know what? I remember the day we went for a walk together as a family. We started doing that and it really grew our family. I remember you started giving me these compliments. And you don't know what that did for my self-esteem after being beat down at work all day. I came home and my wife gave me a hug and she told me how much I'm appreciated. And she thanked me for being the head of our family and for going out into the world and fighting all that we have to fight. And then I come home to that. Or my kids came and they gave me a hug and told me how much they loved me and how much I meant to them. Those simple little things are the things that I remember from childhood. I remember things that happened when I was 4 years old. And it wasn't that I got my favorite doll for Christmas. It was things of that nature. We went on road trips together. I don't even remember where we went, but we went on road trips. And I remember my mom making these beautiful little sack lunches for us. And when we got hungry in the car, we were able to get our chips and our sandwiches and our drinks and enjoy that while we looked at the scenery as we passed through whatever, Mississippi, Tennessee. Those are the things I remember. I don't remember my daddy buying me this dress for Easter, and I know they did. They always did, but I don't, those aren't things that are memorable. The time I spent, the things that were said to me that helped positively influence me, those are the things that I remember as I look back over my life. The friends that I have, I don't remember the friends who, you know, took me out to eat or we hung out to eat. I remember us having conversations that were meaningful, supporting me and showing me love when I felt like I couldn't do whatever it was that I was venturing to do. Was always something, but whatever it was, I had friends who supported me and say, you know what, hold strong, God has a plan for you, I know you can do this. Those are the conversations I remember. So think about that. You know, it doesn't have to be, all these steps don't have to be anything major. They don't have to cost money. If you're trying to grow yourself as a leader, some of those do, but just networking with people and getting to know people in your circle, none of that costs money. Spend time deciphering ways that you can improve yourself today, and then in February, and then in March, and then in April. Little things that can make a big difference as you get to closer and closer to December. Think about that. You know, use the lessons that God shows us in the Bible. As he developed Joseph, when Joseph was in slavery in Egypt, It was a horrible place to be, in a dungeon and in prison for something you didn't do. Joseph was lied on by Potiphar's wife. Many of you know the story. And if you don't know Joseph's story, of course, you can read in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, from chapters 37 to 50. It chronicles Joseph's story and ultimately how God had to work in him and through him and pull out of him some of the things that weren't needed, that would not help him reach his purpose, actually blocked him from reaching his purpose until God developed him in his lowest place. Ultimately, he became the second in line. He worked right under Pharaoh as a governor, as some people say, prime minister, some people call it. But he was the second ruler in Egypt. So he went from being in a place, lowly slave in dungeon, to ultimately, when God was able to work through him what he needed to get out of him and what he needed to develop in him and hone into him, he became the second chief in command for the land of Egypt, somebody who was seen as a Hebrew who did not fit into the Egyptian culture when he first got there. He was able to, even coming from a Hebrew background, someone the Pharaoh and the Egyptians despised, hated Hebrews. They thought they were so much less than Egyptians. But look where he landed, second in line in the palace. Nobody was greater than Joseph except for Pharaoh. Joseph ruled over people he worked for as a slave at that point. Imagine that. But those incremental steps of growing and developing ourselves, who knows where God can place us and the outcomes it could have for not only us, but everyone around us. So with that, I'm going to tell you, as you set your goals or as you look back over your goals, I tell my clients frequently, go back almost weekly, go back and review your goals. Look at how you're in line to reach those goals. Look at what you've already accomplished and tweak those goals to make sure they're attainable and achievable and realistic before the end of this year. Don't wait till you get to August and be like, I knew I wasn't going to lose the weight and then give up. No, make them realistic and set incremental goals so that you can ultimately build on where you need to be as you approach this month, February, March, April. Set monthly smaller steps for yourself so that you will be successful in ultimately reaching those goals. Please, if you need any help, I can assist you with that. I'm going to put my website, as always, in the footnotes. I'd be very happy to help you with reaching those steps. Most importantly, I want you to ensure that you consult the Lord, as leaders of valor do, right? That's what love do, leaders of valor. We consult God in every step we take to make sure that it is His will for our lives, because that's ultimately how we're going to be successful in any pursuit that we take on in this life. We have to ensure that His will aligns with our purpose and our goals and our wills for our lives. So with that being said, I'm getting a little hoarse. I did talk a little longer as usual than I wanted to, but I hope and pray that Holy Spirit has enlightened you and given you some beneficial points as you go into this year. It doesn't have to be a daunting task to set goals. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be something that is going to cause you regrets as you get closer. I don't want you to feel like a failure, neither does God. He wants you to set realistic goals that are attainable and achievable so that by the end of this year, you can see how far you've come and how close you are to reaching your ultimate purpose. So with that being said, I want you to live for purpose, in purpose, on purpose, and with purpose as we begin 2024. Be blessed. And it is my prayer that something that was said touches you right where you are, and it is a positive influence as you move forward in this year. Remember to keep reviewing and renewing those goals. Keep being positive. If you don't do as well today on those goals, it's okay. Start over today. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. If your goal is to be a nicer person, and one of the milestones you set for yourself, being very real, don't cuss anybody out today within this 24-hour period. If you made a mistake, somebody made you upset, somebody cut you off in traffic, and it came out, bloop, That's okay. You can start over right now. You don't have to say, oh, well, I'll try again tomorrow. Start over right now in this moment and pick it up from there. By the end of the day, you will have done better. Resolve to do better than you did this morning, and you will achieve that goal for today. Take it day by day by day, and you will be successful as you set your achievable and attainable goals for 2024. Thank you so much, and be blessed.